Greetings, everyone, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Dereliction of Duty. Something that is derelict demonstrates the evidence of having been abandoned, neglected, or deserted. The same can be said of a Christian's duty who walks away and fails to fulfill their obligation and responsibility to Christ and the church. Jesus warns of this in a parable, when everyone will have to give an account of what they did with the life God gave them. In the parable, Jesus identifies a nobleman who is to receive a kingdom, a group of people within the kingdom who hate him and despise the thought of his rule, a group of faithful and dutiful slaves, and finally, one slave who was derelict in his duty. After receiving the kingdom, the nobleman returns and calls the slaves he charged to occupy until he returned so that they can give an account of their stewardship. While the first two who reported did well and increased their master's money, a third slave reported he was derelict with his duty and gave an excuse for his neglect. The king was unmoved by his excuse and ordered him stripped of what was given him and given to the servant who had did the most to promote his master's interests. In addition to that, he ordered all the people in his kingdom who conspired and rebelled against his rule to be rounded up, brought before him, and slain. The main message Jesus wants us to take away from this parable is for us to avoid the fate of the wicked and slothful servant. I am very concerned and can see how many in the Lord's church are becoming derelict in their duty. Most of it I contribute to lack of faith in the return of the Lord and alluring away from their duty by the lust of the world. Regardless of the cause, the result will be the loss of their eternal inheritance and place of honor and glory in the kingdom of God. We are all commanded by the Lord to serve others. It is through service God prepares us and makes us fit to rule in His kingdom. Sometimes people can easily get caught up and interested in something around them that has gotten their attention, that they forget about, abandon, and neglect their duty and responsibility for the Lord. It is the case that people, many of whom are in our own household, must be reminded of their first responsibility so they will not end up like the servant in the parable who abandoned and forsook his duty. If we become derelict in our duty, the church will fall into disrepair, become dysfunctional, unusable, and unproductive in fulfilling its mission and calling. Those who truly believe in and love the Lord will not and cannot allow this to happen. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday. And get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.